Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, is even William Crystal now predicting the election of Barack Obama? Listen carefully to Crystal, the baseball fan, on Fox News Sunday.
McCain's back's against the wall, but he's in no worse shape than the Red Sox were on Thursday night. 7-1 down with 7 outs to go. They won then. They won last night. If the Red Sox win tonight, McCain wins the presidency. That's my line.
That's his line. And guess what? The Red Sox lost last night, and the new generation Rays are going to the World Series. And so I guess someone should ask William Crystal this morning if he stands by his prediction. Of course, the big political news from the weekend that we're still all digesting, really, is the endorsement of Obama by Colin Powell. Okay, so Powell endorsed Obama, Ronald Reagan's national security advisor, Bush I's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and George W. Bush's secretary of state, and famously seller of the Iraq War to the world at the United Nations. So we'll talk about it with Jonathan Capehart, who says Powell used the Powell Doctrine in going after the GOP. And here is, to my ear, probably the most courageous part of this endorsement. Besides saying what he had to say about Obama and the candidate, he can endorse, you know, whoever he wants. That's his business. Powell said this that he didn't have to say about some of the whispering regarding religion.
I'm also troubled by not what Senator McCain says, but what members of the party say. And it is permitted to be said such things as, well, you know that Mr. Obama is a Muslim. Well, the correct answer is he is not a Muslim. He's a Christian. He's always been a Christian. But the really right answer is, what if he is? Is there something wrong with being a Muslim in this country? The answer is no, that's not America. Is there something wrong with some 7-year-old Muslim American kid believing that he or she could be president? Yet I have heard senior members of my own party drop this suggestion. He's a Muslim and he might be associated with terrorists. This is not the way we should be doing it in America.
The really right answer is, what if he is, said Colin Powell on Meet the Press. With me now, Jonathan Capehart, editorial writer for The Washington Post, who's got a blog post on this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. So first of all, what did you mean Powell employed the Powell Doctrine in endorsing Obama over his longtime friend John McCain?
Well, as I'm sure your listeners remember, the Powell Doctrine comes from the first Gulf War, which is if you're going to go in militarily someplace, you must go in with overwhelming force so that you demolish or bring about the capitulation of your enemies as quickly as possible. You overwhelm them. And in watching Secretary Powell's endorsement of Senator Obama, he used, I thought, overwhelming force in his language in terms of divorcing himself from the party, divorcing himself from his friend John McCain, a longstanding friend of about 25, 30 years, and also, and more importantly, from the campaign that John McCain has run.
Right, and I think maybe even more broadly, it was, as much as it was an endorsement of Barack Obama as a candidate who could be transformational in this country, it was also a denunciation of Karl Rove Republicanism. He didn't say Karl Rove, but in effect, that's what it came down to, as much as anything else. Would you say?
Right. Yes. Exactly. I mean, he, by talking about the party moving farther to the right than he was comfortable with, I thought that his flat out saying that two more conservative justices, conservative appointments to the Supreme Court troubled him. You know, in the Republican Party, that's heresy.
Really?
So for Secretary Powell to come out so strongly against his own party as much as he was coming out for Senator Obama, I think is what made the endorsement so powerful.
What'd you think about that clip about religion that I played?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It was the most important part and the most important statement and question in the interview that I was hoping that you were going to let the clip roll a little longer, because I thought really the most powerful moment in his speech that led up to his actually saying he's endorsing Obama was the story he told about Kareem Rashad Sultan Khan and the picture he saw in a magazine of the soldier's mother.
Khan is a Muslim American U.S. soldier.
Right. He was a 20-year-old, and the way Secretary Powell talked about it in a very dramatic way, but he said he looked at this picture, saw this mother with her head on the headstone. He said the name Karim Rashad Sultan Khan. He was 20 years old. He joined after September 11th. He was killed in action, and he said that above on the headstone was not a cross, not a Star of David, but a crescent, moon, and star. And I've heard from a lot of people for whom that was a very chilling, very emotional moment.
And even Obama has not been willing to go there publicly during the campaign.
No, he hasn't. And I think it's because he just did not want, and the campaign did not want to get into any of the ugliness that has come out of late, particularly at Republican campaign rallies.
Now, here's one more clip from Powell on Meet the Press. And here he also speaks a politically difficult and incorrect truth about American values and where people live. Keep in mind, Colin Powell is from the Bronx.
On the Republican side, over the last 7 weeks, the approach of the Republican Party and Mr. McCain has become narrower and narrower. Mr. Obama, at the same time, has given us a more inclusive, broader reach into the needs and aspirations of our people. He's crossing lines, ethnic lines, racial lines, generational lines. He's thinking about all villages have values, all towns have values, not just small towns have values.
And that was the line that, again, I was blown away with. Again, completely detached from Obama. The fact that Colin Powell was willing to go on Meet the Press in that high profile and say all towns have values, not just small towns have values. And again, people don't articulate that in either party.
Right. And you know, I think Secretary Powell was getting at very forcefully some comments that Governor Palin made just before the weekend, talking about, you know, talking to the pro-America parts of the country. You know, when you're running for president of the United States or vice president of the United States, you're running to represent all of the people of the United States. And I think Secretary Powell was tapping into what put Senator Obama on the national map in the first place, which was talking about not a red America or a blue America, but the United States of America, a more inclusive vision and a more harmonious vision of the country than the sort of red state, blue state divide, pro-America, anti-America rhetoric that's been flying the last couple of weeks.
Jonathan Capehart, editorial writer for The Washington Post. You can see his blog post on the Powell Doctrine and this endorsement on The Washington Post political blog. Jonathan, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Brian.